Allah, the infinitely merciful, protects us from giant meteoroids hurtling toward the Earth. As you watch this film, the upper layer of the atmosphere is being bombarded by meteors. Millions of meteoroids in the vastness of space represent a major threat to the Earth. A meteor could fall to Earth at any moment. Maybe in the exact region you are in now. And that could mean the end of all mankind. Under the effect of such an impact, earthquakes, fires, and volcanic eruptions would follow hard on one another's heels, and no life would remain on Earth. But have you ever thought that a meteor could be hurtling toward where you are at this very moment? A giant meteoroid is approaching the Earth. A recent report announced that a meteoroid weighing 55 million tons is speeding toward the Earth. It was announced that this giant meteoroid, discovered by astronomers 6 years ago, will pass close by the Earth on November 8, 2011. It has been calculated that this meteoroid, which will pass by the Earth at a distance of 35,000 kilometers, making it the closest ever. If this meteoroid, known as YU-55, were to hit the Earth, it would do so with the impact of a 65,000-ton atom bomb and leave a crater of 600 meters deep.
Her seferinde bir yandan geçmeyecek işte.
İnşallah.
2120'de bodoslamadan dünyaya vuracak.
Many meteoroids have passed close by the Earth in previous years. On March 15, 2002, a meteoroid measuring 50 to 100 meters in diameter came within 450,000 kilometers of the Earth. Had it hit, it would have caused an explosion equivalent to a nuclear bomb going off. On June 22, 2002, a meteoroid the size of a football pitch came even closer, passing by the Earth at a distance of 120,000 kilometers. And at a speed of 37,000 kilometers an hour. Do not forget that if just one of these meteoroids had hit the Earth, instead of passing by it, you would in all probability not be watching this film today. But our Almighty Lord protects us from this danger with His infinite love. That protection is one of the manifestations of His infinite compassion.
Allah isterse çok rahat vurur, özellikle vurmuyor Allah. Çünkü Mehdiyet devam ettiği için, Mehdi vazifede olduğu için vurmuyor Allah. Öbür taşlar da öyle. Sürekli teğet geçiyor. Kardeşim sürekli teğet geçer mi taş? Bir teğet geçer, iki teğet geçer, sürekli teğet geçiyor. Çünkü dünyaya Allah ellemiyor şu an. Vurmuyor dünyayı. Vakti var. Mehdiyet vesilesiyle Allah vurmuyor.
Allah reveals in the Holy Quran that all things survive solely because Allah so desires. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Allah keeps a firm hold on the heavens and earth, preventing them from vanishing away. And if they vanished, no one could then keep hold of them. Certainly, He is most forbearing and ever forgiving. There is no doubt that Allah is mighty enough to destroy the entire universe when He so wishes. Allah has appointed an hour for the day of reckoning, which will spell the end of this world, and the meteoroids surrounding the Earth are hurling rapidly in the direction of that hour. I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. Mankind, have taqwa of your Lord. The quaking of the hour is a terrible thing. The hour is coming without any doubt, and Allah will raise up all those in the graves. With the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, Allah has initiated the process by which mankind will turn toward the moral values of the Quran for the last time. Hundreds of thousands of meteoroids have surrounded the earth like a cloud, all ready to strike at any moment. As revealed in the Hadiths, Hijri 1400 is the date of the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. There has been the most enormous increase in the numbers of meteoroids around the Earth, and the 30 years between Hijri 1400, or 1980, and 2010. It is noteworthy that the number has increased particularly rapidly since 1999. A verse referring to the rise in meteoroids in 1999 reads, "I seek refuge in Allah from the accursed Satan. If they saw a lump of heaven falling down, they would just say, 'Banked up clouds.'" Abjad's calculation of this verse gives a date of 1999, the way that meteoroids began increasing in number as of 1980, and that this rise continued to climb extraordinarily rapidly until the end of 1999, are some of the portents of the Day of Reckoning. Allah knows the truth.
Bu göktaşı yakın geçmesi olayı birkaç kere daha devam edecek. Yani ibret olması için Allah göstermek için yapıyor. 2120'de tam böyle Mehdiyet'le alay ederlerken işte 700 yıllığa var diyenler bilmem ne şahsı mani var o diyenler o devirde yine olacak o tip kafalar. Onlardan işte dalı geçenler göğe alay edenler şu ankileri tam tenzih ediyorum o devir için diyorum. Büyük bir sarsıntıyla sarsılacağı gibi bir Allah ayette. Ve esaslı bir vuruşla bütün dünya sallanacak inşallah.